Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Man Podcast. I'm your host, Crispy Man, on the podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. And yeah, things have changed a little bit. I'm not in the same spot. Well, I am in the same area. This is the same area of the studio. If I was to go there, well, this time the camera does work, which is really good. That works. But we are, except my now my hotkeys are not working, so I don't know what's going on. There we go. I'm not used to that, but this is the new setup for the studio. I'm actually, my back is to the wall now, so that's really, really, really cool. Actually, I'm facing the back of it. Now, mind you, camera's probably not perfect. I will get that fixed over the coming weeks. But for right now, we have a podcast to do. So welcome to the episode today. And today I'm talking about tech issues, which really fits the theme for the last week, because the last week we've been doing a lot of changes around the studio and everything has changed. And you know, now you guys see a poster behind me, which is actually Minecraft, if you were wondering. But still have the desk behind me. That's still in its original spot. We did move it, but but the desk is actually facing out towards the closet, which, as I showed you a minute ago, there is Larry's microphone sitting there. It is dubbed Larry Mike, but it's good to be here. It's good to have the new setup. I really like it. We're still working on some lighting stuff for the podcast studio, but mind, just beware that we need to work on a few things here and there. But anyways, so tech issues. Like I said, we had some tech issues. Sorry, just getting something on my eye. We had some tech issues. First was the programs that we use. Now, we're not using the same program as before. We're actually using Audacity still. Audacity still being used here in the studio. That will never change whatsoever. That will always be the program that we use. But then also, we used to use OBS, was our big main program that we used to use back then, but we don't anymore. We do not use OBS anymore. We're done with OBS. Apparently OBS and Audacity was not working hand in hand anymore. It was not having it. It was not happy with using OBS and Audacity at the same time, but I think I figured out the issue, because I had the same issue as well. As long as I run the audio first and then I run the video side, then that should be okay, which is great. I think that's the way to do it. So I could try OBS. I'm going to leave it on. Prism Studio is awesome. I like Prism Studio. I can actually stream to both the Crispy on the Web media fan page. Also, I can stream to this channel here on YouTube, so I can do it dual at the same time. It won't cost me nothing, not a zip, not an extra bit of money. So, you know, this is why I like this program, and I'm going to be continuing to use Prism Studio down the road, which is working great, fantastic. It has not really changed a lot. And like you were seeing earlier, I was switching all my scenes here. I was like pressing 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, then that would be, I don't know what can that would be. That would be Discord, and then 6 would be Skype, which I don't have Skype up right now. And then there'll be a 7. There will be a 7 eventually. That will be for audio only. If I have a guest on the CBLW show and it's done virtually, I'll have that a blank, so I can just convert that into audio down the road. So yeah. What else? So yeah, we had to switch gears a little bit. We had to kind of switch the gears with the audio program, with the recording software that we use here in the studio. So that is mostly what we needed to do. We needed to really take it up. And Prism Studio offers more than OBS does, right? That's what I think of it that way. OBS or Prism Studio offers a lot more. You know, you can stream to dual sites. You can, and the recording software is better. and you got chat integration on here. Well, you do have chat integration on OBS as well, but not everything, even here, there is some areas where they won't allow you to have OBS integration, or the chat integration. I think it's YouTube allows it. Facebook does not. If you were to stream to Facebook up for OBS, then I don't think you can. I don't think you can stream or see the chat. So you have to have Facebook open on the other screen, on your other screen, or up on your screen if you only have one screen like I did once. And I have one screen over here. That's the other computer. But that's besides the point. But anyways, yeah, this happens a lot more. This one, I think, I don't remember if OBS, I think OBS, the Facebook did not work on OBS, the chat, so you couldn't see the chat source for Facebook on OBS. I don't remember, and I'm not going to go reinstall the program and try it out, because I don't know, but some services you have to physically have the chat room open up. You need to have the chat room open up on another screen or in front of you, so you're going to be clicking Prism Studio or OBS in the chat room, and then OBS, the chat room. That's what's good about having two screens. I can see everything, I can look at everything, and maybe one day, or maybe not even one day, how about right now, why don't I open up my camera, and I'm doing this, I didn't mean to turn on the ringer. I'm going to open up the camera, and I'm going to take a little selfie of, I don't know if I took it, no I didn't, I'm taking a selfie here. Selfie on the podcast, that's a first, I never done that before, but kind of gives you guys an idea, and, you know, kind of gives you guys an idea on social media, how we do it. And what I look at, what I'm looking at on an everyday basis, because I have Prism Studio on monitor 2, and then audio only on monitor 1. So it's confusing. It's very confusing to know what's what, because I have so many cameras in the studio. I got 3, actually. 2 are actually the same, and then the other one is a different one altogether. Anyways, so moving forward with what we're talking about, but, you know, I got so frustrated last week. I started banging that desk. I was pounding it, this desk. Ow, and I just did not just do that to myself. But this desk has been with me. How long have I had this? This desk I probably had probably since the beginning. I don't remember. Was it beginning? Oh, I think it was Video Projects Team. Jeez. That might have been the Video Projects Team days. Yeah. I've had this desk so long. Actually, I used to do my home. If I remember correctly, this was actually in my room. When I was in high school, I used to sit at this desk and do my homework. There's a little bit of history right there. I have a lot of history. Now, it was my brother's desk. Now it's mine. And I'm still using it. And this is history in the making. Video Projects Team for the original computer we had in the studio before that died. That's our original. That's our original piece of the top here wandering. Now I'm going to get the tour of the studio. But the whole part of tech and all the setup. But yeah, I got frustrated, pounded this. And again, like I said, this has a lot of hit. These two pieces have a lot of history. And maybe I'll do a podcast about, I may talk about that down the road on a blog. Actually, no, that might be a good blog for this. This week, there's a good blog. I have 3 blogs already in my mind for this week. So I need a 4th one. I can add this one. I'm going to add this one to it. Yeah, okay, I got it. Anyways, I figured it out and I was steered away from OBS. You know, I've been using OBS for years and years and years. And, you know, I want to try something different. I want to do something a little different. I want to be a little more high tech in my field here. So yeah, I got Prism Studio and still using Audacity. I had to reinstall it about 5 or 6 times. Yeah, about 5 or 6 times. I had to reinstall the programs 5 or 6 times. It was crazy, you know. It was nuts. But you know what? It's working. That's what matters. You want it to work. You want it to. You want to have working equipment in the studio. Now, that was not just the beginning of the issues that we had here in the studio. The studio's had a lot of problems in the last week. And I'm a very techie person. Now, going into Larry and I on Thursday, which was Saturday, Friday, 3 days ago. I guess I'd say about about 3 days ago. Because it would have been 3 days probably around noon hour. We were done about noon hour on everything in the studio here. We were done. 11:30 in the morning we were done, everything, but between 11:30, 11:40 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we were finished, and, we had a lot of issues with the studio again. As you guys know, we moved the studio, we didn't move, we just moved the desk around. We went from the desk facing this way, facing towards this wall right here to facing the back wall, the front wall to the front of the house where you guys, again, let me go to cam 3. You can see right there, and you can see that we have the posters on the wall. That's what I'm looking at on a daily basis now, and that's what I have to put up, that's what I am working with now. So, anyways, we had to disconnect everything. We had to disconnect all of our equipment, the microphones, the boom arms had to come undone. We had to undo the computer, which there was a lot of wires. And I'm going to get into that after. And we had to redo. We had to reset up the whole entire setup from scratch. So we had to rewire everything. We had to rehook all the wires back up. We had to hook up the monitors again. We had to hook up the microphones again. The mixer had to be hooked up. The keyboard, the mouse, the cameras. Our lights here in the studio that makes us nice and bright, that you can see us physically here in the studio. But, you know, it is what it is. And, we got everything hooked up. Most of it hooked up. We actually took it for a test run. We actually fired up the computer again. And we only had one monitor, which was this one where I'm pointing to the camera, because so one monitor was working, the other one was not working, and that was a problem because yours truly, Chris, did not put it in the right spot, in the right hole, the right slot in the back of the computer. So that's why the issue with the microphone, or not the microphone, the monitors was not working properly. So we were having a slew of problems with the microphone the monitor, the other monitor, which is that one's a little closer to me, but the other monitor that's actually doing the monitoring, or recording the audio only side of the podcast. So yeah, that was strike two. Honestly, we're just thinking of it baseball wise. Strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. Well, that was just the beginning of all the issues that we had, and we actually had everything set up. We got the monitors working. We fixed it. It was in the wrong slot, like I said. So from there, we went on a live stream on Facebook. And we had a problem again. We had audio issues again. That was the second time. That's strike three. We had three strikes in a week. So that is pretty wild, because the problem started on Saturday, yesterday for you, everyone that's watching or listening today. Yeah, that was a problem. And we had audio, we had camera mics working, but we had some issues. We were not using these microphones here, the condenser mics. We weren't using them. It wasn't being used for some weird reason. There was a problem with it. I don't know what the borderline issue was with it. But it was not working. We actually got it hooked up. We checked for the loose wires. That was one of the big things we had to change. We had to check the settings of the loose wires first. Then we had to check the settings. Then we got it. As soon as we replugged it in or kind of jerked around the mic, we kind of pushed in all the wires properly. Then it clicked in, but then the Prism Studio was not picking up, and we checked the settings and we were on the right microphone and all that, and apparently it was just not recording. So we had a bit of a problem there. We had a lot of big problems there. I'm not even following my notes. I'm just going through my experience. I'm not even reading notes in front of me. I'm just going off kilter of what happened, what I experienced. So, you know, that's even good because I'm not even reading notes, but I can kind of look down and sit and just kind of see what I need to say. But anyway, so Larry left for the day. We had a great time. We watched, what movie was it? I'm trying to remember. What movie was it? Vacation. We watched Vacation, and we decided to, we were going to watch Christmas Vacation, but we're actually going to watch European Vacation. Then we're going to watch Christmas Vacation, and then we're going to watch Vegas, and then the reboot of Vacation, which will be later on. So that's how we're kind of, I told him, I said, why don't we go in order? I said, okay. And we got screwing around with my TV and, you know, the technology of using YouTube on my TV, which I haven't used yet. I'm going to try to log in under my account so maybe I can watch some videos off of there. That'd be kind of cool to do that. But anyways, so he left, and I said, you know what? I'm going to come here. I'm going to jump on Facebook. I went on my personal Facebook account. Yeah, I did the personal Facebook account, and I was like, okay, let me see if it works. And I started streaming for like 5-10 minutes. No problem whatsoever. Go figure. The tech issues fix itself. So there is always a lesson in my podcast. I always give you guys a lesson from all this technical mumble jumble. I probably bored you guys to death with all this technical talk today. I apologize. But you always have to check the wiring, to make sure the wiring is plugged in, because the wiring is key to, you know, you gotta check the back of the computer, make sure that it's plugged in. You gotta make sure it's in the right spot too, because if you put it in the right spot, then it will actually work. So yeah, that was a big problem. That was a big issue there, was making sure that it is in the right spot. The plugs are actually plugged in the right spot, so everything works. Like I said, remember the monitor story I told you guys about from 3 days ago? That was one of them. That's one of the issues that we had. And also the microphones. You got to make sure everything is plugged in properly to the back of the computer, back of the mixer, onto the mixer board too, because I'm actually, you want to make sure that you have it up and running. And probably the settings got a little janky, because of us moving it around, moving the equipment around. And but also the settings is more really the bigger, not the problem, but the settings is more important. You got to make sure you have the right setting. I have a lot of settings. I have one for the mixer mic. I have that hooked up. That's one thing that is hooked up to the mixer. The mixer microphone is one setting. I forget what they call that on my computer. Let me check. I'm just going to do a live check on here. I do this a lot. Oh, it's the speakers, Realtek USB 2.0 audio. That's what it's called. And then I have another thing for my gaming earphones or headphones, which are these guys right here. This is my wireless. I use these a lot when I do the interviews. I use these all the time. These are great. They're yellow. They're a little bit of yellow. It's like a lime green yellow in there. And they probably need charging, so I'm going to have to do that tonight when I go to bed, because I do have to be up early in the morning for my trip to South Simcoe. Anyways, so you gotta check everything. Wiring, settings, you gotta check every little key element, making sure that it is put in the right spot. It's in the right department. Make sure that you have it set up properly for when you're recording, especially if you're like a podcaster like myself. You gotta just make sure it is set in in the right spot. It's done, you know, it's just, it's in the right setting. Like, the settings and especially the physical hardware in your studio for, like, the mixer especially, you gotta make sure that is perfect as well. But, you know, and I'm getting better at with the issue. And even unplugging the computer, the settings will change, especially if you undo the computer, because the computer recognizes it when you turn it. Oh, he undid, let's say, the mixer, for example, my mixer in the studio for the microphones. He undid the mixer, so I'm gonna have to go to a different setting, and then we get plugged. Sometimes, not always. Not always it will recognize it again. Sometimes you have to tell it, okay, I'm back on this setting. I need you to be on this setting. So even with these headphones, these ones, I have to switch to the USB wireless gaming headphones all the time, because, you know, it doesn't automatically recognize it, and it is plugged in by USB. It's done by USB, not Bluetooth, but that's not the point. The point is, you know, sometimes you just gotta switch the settings, but if you switch the settings, then you have to switch it back, so you gotta make sure to have it switch back to where it was before. So that's definitely a big valuable lesson there as well. What else? Is there anything else I want to talk about before we wrap up? Now I'm sounding like I'm doing an interview on myself. What am I doing? I think I covered a lot of tech, a lot of the technical stuff that I've been through here in the studio. I know at the beginning we had some echo issues, and that is going to have to be addressed in the next 2 weeks. We're going to have to figure out what is going on with that. But, you know, baby steps. You always got to remember, there's another point I like to make, is you got to take some baby steps when it comes to fixing the technical issues, even with the sound, and we're gonna fix that, and we're gonna get that set up. Now, I probably mentioned this on Instagram a lot in the last few days, that I've been fiddling around with the lights in here, the ring lights. I've been fiddling around with quite a lot and figuring out what I want to do with that and to where I want to have everything set up. So, you know, but baby steps, take it one step at a time, one day at a time. That is what's the most important thing to do. You know, that is the only thing you can really do, is just take a baby step, one thing at a time. And from there, hopefully you have a good quality. And I hope this is a good quality podcast. You guys enjoyed this, and I hope you guys don't have any echo issues, or I'm going to end up having to redo this podcast from scratch and losing my voice after another 30-minute podcast, because I'm going on 26 minutes on Prism Studio. But, you know, yeah. Anyways, I think I'm going to go. I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Any questions, or you want me to do any topics on other technical kind of stuff, let me know in the comments below on YouTube. You also can reach out on my Facebook fan page, Crispy on the Web, facebook.com/CrispyOnTheWeb. Threads at threads.net/@entertainmentman. Oh, sorry. Crispy on the Web on Threads. And then also you can reach out on Instagram, instagram.com/CrispyOnTheWeb, and also Discord. I do have a Discord server. All the links are in the description below. Go check it out. That is the best way to, you know, reach out and, you know, become a big part of this community, and to join the fun and the interaction with everyone else that's in the fan base. And as always, I will see you guys on Thursday for another episode of the podcast. I'm still writing that episode. I don't know which one of the two I'm doing yet, but I will see you guys on Thursday for a bonus episode of the Entertainment Podcast. Till then, have a good one. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.